coming up here, we want to talk to our families with 5-year-olds out there. We've got kindergarten registration that's coming up, and that's on March 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. That's a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Again, you can make a phone call anytime to find out information, get the forms, start that process. And that number out to Birchview Elementary is 485-6341. That's 485-6341.
One thing on this is it's important to get these numbers as soon as possible, because it gives the district an opportunity to kind of maybe plan a little bit, at least have some sort of tentative ideas of numbers coming in.
Absolutely. That helps us greatly when we're making a plan for next year, budget and programming.
What are some of the other things that are on the district's docket?
I think some of the big things that we've got out there is we were blessed. Our community supported a bond, and that's $7.84 million. And there's going to be a lot of really, really good improvements out there. So, we're going to add a couple classrooms and computer labs to the School of Birchview. We're upgrading lighting. We're going to put new windows and shades in the building. Again, just adding on to a really nice building out there. In our high school and our middle school, we're going to replace all of our windows. We're going to have a brand new cafeteria and a kitchen. We're actually going to put in a student commons as well, and then a fitness center and a new wrestling room. So there's a lot of things going on to an already wonderful building. It's a historic site, and we're adding to it. It's going to be fantastic.
That sounds like a quite wide-ranging array of improvements. Sometimes we hear about maybe classrooms, and that's it, or a computer lab or something, but you've got all of these different things. How did it come to be? Was it sort of attrition of some of the old spaces? What got this list together?
Well, I think, as time goes by, we needed our windows done, and so I think that kind of got the ball rolling. And then some of our other needs that were kind of out there, to run a new kitchen, create a cafeteria for our students, and then again, just kind of upgrading a few things to give our students simply the basic things that they need and deserve.
A couple other things you might have coming up.
We started a new testing up here to assess students, and I want to talk about that a little bit, because I think it's pretty important. Understanding the educational needs of what our students are coming to school with and what they need is very, very important. And you have to, these days, start planning on an individual basis. That affects the programming in a school. And so Ishpeming has worked hard this last fall, and we just tested all of our students to see where they're at and what their needs are. From that, we'll create our programming of courses, whether that's accelerated or a course that may provide some intervention, close some learning gaps. Also, as well, it'll help us shape some goals and objectives for our district and every building in it.
Part of our Tuesday mornings that we like to do around here is we talk with the area district superintendents, and Superintendent John Summerhill from the Ishpeming Schools with us this morning. A couple of other things that you have on the docket that folks need to be aware of. What's happening?
Well, I want to touch on a few things, what's kind of happening in our classrooms, and we've got some pretty good programs out there. We just started a business communications class, and our students have started a news show called iNews. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic, and they put out a couple videos, and it runs on some local channels, and it's just something neat. It's give those kids a really great experience in getting into the communications world, getting out there and kind of getting their hands dirty, and they've done a fantastic job. We also run a class called Geometry in Construction. It's the first class of its kind in the state. And it really, really, again, is a great example of looking at the needs of students and how to make real-world connections to a subject that traditionally some kids do not like.
Right.
So it's a really neat class, and kids are enjoying that class. We've also, one big thing is our kindergarten classes, we average about 20 in a class, and we have an aide. So that's a 1-to-10 ratio. So
wow.
Again, one more example of giving kids some individualized attention for student growth and again, creating a platform for the rest of their schooling.
I love the class, John, about geometry and construction, because as an educator, and I bet you wish you had a dollar for every time you heard this question. Why do I need to know this?
Oh,
how am I going to use this when I'm an adult? Well, that's exactly where it does get used.
Yes, and one of the things that we're going to try to do with that class is reach out into our community and do some projects on houses. So again, you're not just learning geometry, for example, you're giving back. So you're learning how to be a part of a community and you're strengthening the area around you. It's fantastic.
Well, it seems like there's some really good things going on in the Ishpeming District. We're chatting with Superintendent John Summerill this morning. Just any other final bits that you wish to make sure people know about?
No, just kind of come out, give us a call anytime, 485-5501, and that connects you right to me. So if you got any questions, please call. And I'd like to say thanks for the punchkis. I've never seen anybody eat a dozen punchkis at once.
Jeez.
But that was a great job.
Wow. Wow. On that note, we'll wrap it up. Superintendent John Summerill with us this morning from the Ishpeming Schools. If you missed any of our interview, we'll have it posted a little bit later for you at our website at sunny.fm. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.